Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Piston tickets, single game tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. You can get them at Ticketmaster, Pistons.com, and the LCA box office. And we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to the opener on October the 24th, the home opener against the Atlanta Hawks a little bit later on this morning. Joining us now to talk about the Pistons is the senior advisor, the man who runs the show, Mr. Ed Stefanski here on 97.1 The Ticket. Ed, good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. I know you and Stoney share the Philadelphia connection. I just want you to know that Stoney's not here. He was in Philly. He was at the game last night where Bryce Harper hit the walk-off grand slam, and he left early.
That sounds like him.
It does, doesn't it? It does. It's unbelievable.
That's great. I hope he's having fun. He probably had a cheesesteak last night.
Yeah, or two or three. So let's talk about the offseason. Is the offseason over, or do you still anticipate movement for either your team or other teams? We have, 5 weeks to go here until, I believe, training camp opens. Are we through the offseason in your mind?
Yeah, Jamie, I don't think there. You know, we'll probably be inviting a couple people to camp. We do have one roster spot open. Christian Wood, who we picked up, has an NBA contract, but it's a non-guarantee one, so he'll have to compete for the spot. But overall, right now in August, it's very quiet, and it will be. Everyone has not lost a game, so everybody likes their team right now.
I was thinking about Derrick Rose this morning as I heard the news about DeMarcus Cousins, and it seems like everybody in the league is sending their thoughts to DeMarcus because, I mean, what kind of a guy goes through what he's gone through injury-wise in the last couple of years? And I thought, Derrick Rose has gone through that. What is he now as a player in your mind, and the adversity that he faced during his time in Chicago, how much has that kind of steeled him and gave him perspective as now a veteran NBA player?
Yeah, I've gotten to know him a little bit better over the summer now. He's driven. We have slowed him down. That's one of his issues. He's such a hard worker, and where he is today, he doesn't need to put that time and effort in every day like he's done. So we've done well. Our medical people are with him, our physical therapists, and our basketball people. So we're watching him closely. He's doing great. Knock on wood. Obviously, he's adds to our depth and is an upgrade at that position. So we're excited about having Derrick Rose. And last year, at the end of the season, I think there was maybe 18 games left. He could have played, but where they were, record-wise, they just decided to hold him out. So the number of games he played last year was lower than he could have played.
Appreciate you joining us, Ed, and good to talk to you again as basketball season is right around the corner. As far as the Pistons' big three is concerned, Reggie Jackson, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, they played a lot of games together last year, relatively healthy. It led to a 500 season when I think the goal, you know, prior to the season when we spoke was to try and get into that top four. Blake Griffin said, you know, home court advantage in the first round was something that you guys were trying to attain. I guess looking at how healthy they were last year and coming back basically with the same parts, some different pieces, of course, that you brought in, is it the same goal this year? How do you go about it this year maybe being a little bit different?
Well, I mean, we have to hope. Reggie Jackson came back last year with that ankle injury. He didn't start getting to go to his top ability till more like January. Arnie Kanter, our famous physical therapist who's consulted for us, told me that in January you'll start seeing a different Reggie Jackson. He was right on. Reggie had a terrific second half of the season. With Blake, it's a shame he didn't get that injury earlier in the season. Would have been stronger at the playoffs, but now he's back. He's full-blown. He's back on the court. And Andre has been working out all summer. Andre seems like he wants to prove something. So, yeah, they're the big three, but As I said earlier about Derrick, I think we've improved our depth by bringing in Derrick and Markieff Morris, two veterans that I think will help us. And making the trade, if you look at our roster spot, you know, we gave up John Lohr to get a Tony Snell, and our problem at the three-man spot where we're light, I think Tony Snell is a good pickup for us.
You mentioned Blake Griffin. We're talking to Ed Stefanski here, 97.1 The Ticket, the home of the Pistons, Ed, senior advisor. You know, last year, talking to Blake before the season, he said one of the reasons he was really encouraged about the upcoming year is because he was healthy during the entire offseason. He really had a chance to work out, and obviously he had a terrific year, third-team All-NBA. He had surgery right after the season ended. How's he doing? Has he been able to work out this summer, and do you think he'll be 100% for opening night?
Yeah, he's back on the court in L.A. We have checked him numerous times. He's not killing himself in early August, but he's ramping it up, and we expect him to be 100% when camp rolls around.
And Sekou, any update on him and where we might see him when the season starts?
Yeah, Sekou is working out too. He had a hamstring issue. Hamstrings can be very tricky, and if you don't take care of it, it could hurt you for a long time. So we were cautious and probably very conservative with it. But we're excited about Sekou. Sekou is 18 years old. He won't be 19 until December. He's 6'9", 3'4", man, that we really don't have in the program. Athletic, big upside. Now, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think if you give this kid a year, I don't see him playing a lot this year unless he surprises me and defensively he's good enough where the coach will throw him in there. But this kid has things that we don't have, and getting him at the 15th spot, we were excited that night.
You guys have been making some moves, and it's been some for the present and some for the future. You know, looking at the trade deadline last year, you knew you weren't going to be able to bring back Reggie Bullock, so you move him. But you end up signing Wayne Ellington to help, you know, make the playoffs, of course, which you guys were able to do last year. I guess heading into this year with Reggie Jackson on an expiring deal, I'm assuming the hope is that he plays well, and that can be an attractive piece, especially given, you know, the landscape in the NBA. Is there kind of a plan here this season as far as what Reggie's future is going to be here in Detroit?
Well, you're right. The Reggie Bullock thing worked out to perfection for us. You know, you never know how it's going to happen, but with the free agency, we'd have never signed him with the amount of money he made. We liked the kid we got from him on the second round, and we got an additional second round pick. So that worked out well. You know, Reggie, we'll see what kind of year he has. He's excited about the year. It gives you all different options, but if Reggie gets it rolling and we're playing well, you know, I'd see us trying to roll the dice and go as far as we could. But again, all players that get into their last year of their contract and are playing at a good clip, then you have options that you can look at.
Ed, appreciate the time. Enjoy the few weeks you have left here, and we will see you when it all gets started here in about a month.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. There he is, Ed Stefanski, the senior advisor to Tom Gores for the Detroit Pistons. Once again, Pistons single game tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. The LCA box office, Ticketmaster locations, and of course, at Pistons.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.